Most people learn they need attention. They nearly chase it. They want to be seen. They want to be noticed. They want reach. And that's exactly why they never get loyalty. Because attention doesn't make people stay. Obsession does. And in this episode, we'll talk about how cult-like brands like yours should turn attention into obsession. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting, or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. There's one uncomfortable truth we need to talk about, because if attention was enough, and I know you learned that attention is a big deal, that attention is a big thing, that attention is like the currency of the online space. But if it was enough, every viral brand would be legendary, would be remembered. Every trending creator would have buyers lining up, not only for these $11, $22, $27 offers, but for the high ticket stuff. And every high reach account would feel powerful. But that's not the case. I bet that you know so many accounts which have like these immense amount of followers, which have reached these high numbers on their reels, the views. But you can tell at the first sight that this is not a brand, not a account, not a business, a company you would spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars at. It's just nice. It's cool. It's entertaining to watch, but nothing you would invest in. Not money, not capacity, not time. We see brands with massive visibility that still feel flat, still need to convince, still need urgency, traditional launches, pressure in order to move people. Because attention is something you have to rebuild again and again and again and again. You know all these mechanisms like the urgency, the countdowns, the price raises, the things that make people move, because you build that pressure, you build the urgency, you say them that they have to move. This is something that happens when you create attention. And attention, I already said it, is something you have to build again and again and again and again. It's nothing that you build once and then it sticks. It's something you have to kind of chase. Every single day, you have to make the moves in order to move people. You have to go first. And this is an important thing. Yes, you have to go first. But if you have to go first every single time, and if you have to be the one who tells people all the time what they need to do in order to make the sale, you created a business that is draining AF. That has this glass ceiling you may have already experienced. You can create a build a business based on attention alone, but it's draining AF. It's kept. It is something that can go until a certain amount of money, until a certain income level, but then it doesn't go further. A business built on attention is not sustainable. It's like the classical hamster wheel where you have to run and run and run and run in order to keep it running. But obsession is sustainable. And when you confuse these two, you start building something that looks good from the outside, but doesn't feel good from the inside on the one hand, and also doesn't hold weight, is not able to become the household name, is not able to make you famous for your work, is not able to hold the high cash months you want to have. Which is why we need this clear differentiation between attention and obsession. To make it clear one more time, you don't want attention. You want attention, but you don't want just attention. You want to turn this attention into obsession, because attention is the thing that people spend their time for a few seconds on your things. And then you have to turn this attention into obsession, because obsession is the thing that makes people stick and also think about you and your brand and your offers and how they can buy from you and what they want to buy from you and what they just bought from you, even when they are offline. And the one thing we need to turn attention into obsession is not the best messaging. You need good messaging. Yes, it's the bare minimum. But it's not what turns attention into obsession. What truly turns attention into obsession is when your highest level buyers recognize themselves inside your brand. When they don't see your brand and see a good brand, see good messaging, see good offers, see you, but see themselves, and not themselves right now, but their future version. This is when they see, this is for me. Now that we covered that, I bet that you have the question on your mind of, okay, and what does it actually need to turn attention into obsession? And the answer is simple. So simple that most people will never get it, because they don't realize how powerful this switch is, because obsession doesn't happen when people find your brand interesting. You, as a high-level buyer, you know how you walk through the online space. You see so many things where you think, oh, this is interesting. You spend a few seconds, and most of the time, a few seconds with the thing, and then you go on. Because something that's interesting is something that we forget as soon as something that is also interesting or even more interesting comes our way. An obsession is nothing that is built on interesting. Obsession happens when your highest level clients recognize themselves inside your brand. When they see your brand, your content, your podcast episodes, when they see your stories, when they see your visuals, and don't see just the visual, don't just listen to a podcast episode, don't just see your Instagram stories, don't just see these single content piece, don't just see your offers, don't just see you on a photo from your last brand shoot, but they see themselves, and not only themselves, not themselves in their current version, but a version of their future selves. This is the moment where it's not about buying anymore, it's about belonging. Where it's not interesting, but it's, oh my God, I'm obsessed. And I'm not talking about the thing you heard so often already, in a way of your messaging has to be so on point that people have the feeling yet that you live rent-free inside their head, in a way of, why does she know that I'm thinking that? You have to have good messaging, but that's the bare minimum. You have to be able to articulate your offer, your core message. Of course, there's no doubt. But we have to go further, because we are already super close to 2026. And in 2026, it's not enough to have good messaging. It's not enough to be able to articulate your offer. It's not enough to be able to tell people what they think and what they do and why it's the wrong thing to do and what they should do instead and why your offer is the exact place they need to be in order to achieve that certain goal they have. Because when you do that, you still build on surface level, like most brands do, with content, with design, with messaging, with strategy. All these things are important, but they are the standard. As I already said, they are the bare minimum. You need to have good content. You have to have good design. You have to have good messaging. You have to build your business based on strategy, not just on flow. Flow is something that happens when you have the strategy. And these are the things that are so important, and we don't have to have this conversation because I know you know that. But what's missing for you with the thing you've already built, with the success you already had, is emotional architecture. The invisible layer that decides whether your brand feels interesting or like it was just made for your highest level buyer. Whether it creates resonance or resistance. Whether people lean in or scroll past. You can have the best content strategy in the whole world. If the emotional signal underneath is off, nothing lands. You can do everything right, but still nothing is working. But still you experience this glass ceiling of going until a certain amount of income, coming until a certain income level, but then being kept. And that's why so many brands feel like they're doing everything right. And still something doesn't hit. And there's a problem beneath the problem, or even underneath the problem. Because what do most people do then? What did you do in the past? You add more. You do things that seem to promise success because you see it everywhere in the online space. You add more hype, you create another low ticket offer, another $11 30-day challenge where you put in all your heart, all your soul, all your knowledge, where you feel like, okay, now then you really have to understand how good I am. You create more urgency, you add countdowns, you raise the price, you add bonuses which expire. You add more offers, more launches. You create more content that is designed to warm them up. You try to explain better. You try to create better messaging in order to make them understand how valuable your room, your space truly is. And yes, and this is the real problem. It works. It works. You see the results. You see people coming in. You create that hype. You use these urgency mechanisms. And people come in, you make money, you make good money. But the problem is, it works, but just temporarily, just a certain amount of time. But let's be honest, you don't just want to sell when you manufacture momentum, when you do all the things, when you create and create and create and create. When you pour in all your heart, all your soul, and attract people that spend $11. You don't want to convince people into buying. You don't want to rely on pressure to create results. You want buyers joining daily, not only your low ticket things, but especially your highest ticket offers. You want them to join at every price point because they already feel aligned. Because they know they belong in your spaces, because they identify with your brand, because they see themselves grow and expand inside your world. And this is something that happens only when obsession is present. And obsession isn't created by adding more. It's created by removing what's diluting your brand. Something I get asked all the time, Ramona, how do I create obsession? True obsession. How do I create that state where people, especially high ticket buyers, see themselves inside my brand? How do I do that? And my answer is always the same. You don't create it. You uncover it. It is nothing that needs to be built through weeks and months where you do everything right, do the right thing at the right time, where you add storytelling, add your own story, your client's story, create case studies, and do all the things. It's nothing that has to be built in a long period of time. It's something that you can't just activate. And that's exactly why I created the Obsession Switch. The Obsession Switch has nothing to do with classical business coaching approaches. When you know me, you already know. And if not, I'm telling you now, I don't teach frameworks. I don't give you a better launch plan, which you can then use for every single launch. There are times where these things matter, but they only work after a brand has a clear red thread that makes it relevant for your ideal client, for the highest level client you want to attract. My work is creative direction and brand architecture. I work beneath the strategy layer at the level where identity, emotion, and expression either align or quietly sabotage everything you do. The Obsession Switch is a 3-part audio series, short, sharp, and designed to turn the switch. For brands with substance, as you are one, for people who know they're bigger than their current expression, the things that I see online right now from you, from your brand, from the things you create, you know you are bigger than that. For those who are done chasing and are ready to be recognized, it's not for hacks, it's not for templates, it's not for pretending to be someone you're not. It's about becoming the obvious choice for high ticket buyers. And if this episode resonated with you, if you felt seen, not just entertained, you'll know this is for you. And this is why you'll find the Obsession Switch linked below. Instant access, lifetime access, $70, and designed to show you where you find the switch inside your brand. So click on the link below and turn on the switch that makes your brand from interesting to, oh my God, obsessed.